Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, das Zwachim perigut beis Mischne hei. Parim hanisrafim und seirem hanisrafim. We've learned about this earlier in the Masechta. These are the special chatas karbonis, whose blood the Torah Kedosha tells us to place on the Mizbeach Hazav inside the Heichel. Not like the standard chatas that's headed for the outside Mizbeach. Now, even with the Parim hanisrafim, seirem hanisrafim, while the blood is placed on the inside Mizbeach in the Heichel, the Amrim are burnt on the outer Mizbeach. What about the rest of the animal? Blood on the inside Mizbeach, the Amrim on the outside of the Mizbeach. No one eats on the Parim hanisrafim, seirem hanisrafim. So what happens to the rest of the animal? And the answer is, it's burnt outside the camp. So again, Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Perigud Beis Mishnei, Parim hanisrafim. These are the chatois that are bulls. They are the Par Kayin Mashiach and the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur and the Par Shal Yom HaKippurim. There are three of them. Seirem hanisrafim, that's the Sar Yom HaKippurim, the goat that's brought on Yom Kippur. As well as the Seirei Avodah Zarah. Where is it burnt? It depends. If Nisrafim Kimitzvasan, when everything is going the way it's supposed to, then Nisrafim Beves HaDeshen, it's burnt in what's called the place of ashes, that's outside Yerushalayim. In the Midbar was outside of the three camps. In the Beis HaMikdash was outside of Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Beferesh Shel Michutz LaMachna. And Umetame Begadim. Not only are they Metame the person, but also the clothes that he's wearing becomes Tame. Pasuk says, Vasarif Laisim Yechabes Begadav. And the Batnura tells us, whenever the Pasuk says this Lashon, Yechabes Begadav, it doesn't just mean the clothes that he's wearing. It means any beged that came into contact with him becomes Tameh, and it requires kibbutz, it requires a washing. But, Vim Eina Nisrafim Kimitzvasan, when they aren't burnt the normal way, something went wrong, they became pasul, and therefore it has to be burnt like any other pasul of carbon, then Nisrafim Beveis Habira. Where's the Beis Habira? It's in the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes in the Azara, sometimes in the Harabayas. What does that mean? Where is it? Is it in the Azara? Is it in the Harabayas? So the Batanura explains. If the psul took place before it left the Azara, whether it's before the Zrika or after the Zrika, it's burnt in a special Beis HaDeshen in the Azara. If the psul took place after it left the Azara, then it's burnt in a special Beis HaDeshen on the Harabayas. But it's in the complex of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Einon Mitame Begadim, they don't make the person Tame, neither him, neither the clothes that he's wearing, or clothes that he comes into contact with. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that the special chatois, like the Parim HaNisrafim, Seirem HaNisrafim, where the blood is placed on the inside Mizbech, the Amrim on the outside Mizbech, what about the rest of the animal? If everything was processed the way it should, it's burnt in a special Beis HaDeshen that was outside of the camp, outside of the three Machnois, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. It's metama the person, the clothes he's wearing, and the clothes he comes into contact with, but if it became pasul, then it's burnt in the Beis HaMikdash complex, and it's not metama the begadim. If it became pasul while it was still in the Azara, it's burnt in a special place in the Azara. If it became pasul after it left the Azara, then it's burnt in the Beis HaDeshen of the Harabayas, but again, still, not mechutz lamachna.